your chickens?
Yep, those are the chickens.
Paul Dizdier and his wife, June Hall, have lived in their North Douglas home for over 40 years. Paul's a retired painter and state employee. June was an art teacher at the University of Alaska Southeast. They say they built a good life here, raised kids, and in their retirement, they were looking forward to starting something new.
The size of this building is just going to be a little bit bigger than a one-car garage, and that's about the size of it. And, you know, I've said it again, but it's 1/87th of an acre. I mean, we have an acre and a half here.
Paul and June are building a commercial marijuana facility on their property, or at least they're trying to.
In this direction, you're going to see a building with a shed roof.
500 square feet is the maximum size allowed in the low-density area. And they haven't completed the city permitting process yet. They want the fireweed factory to be a family business that will eventually supply their off-site retail store.
And are those neighbors over there okay with it?
Oh, yeah.
The neighbors over here are very okay with it, yeah.
But they realize not all of their neighbors on North Douglas are. Before we get into that, let's first go back to how Paul and June started growing marijuana. It started in the mid-70s, after the Alaska Supreme Court ruled in Raven versus the state. That decision made it legal to grow pot for personal use, which Paul and June did. So after the Juneau Assembly outlined commercial marijuana zoning, they thought home would be the perfect spot to start the business.
Since living on North Douglas always seemed to be a place where you could take advantage of a large, say, residential lot where you had privacy, and I guess we thought that maybe that neighbors wouldn't be so upset.
I did not imagine that I was going to be fighting to keep my neighborhood free of industrial cultivation.
Mary Ellefson, along with a group of other neighbors, submitted around 137 names to the Juneau Assembly. It's a petition that asks the city to ban commercial marijuana grows in low-density neighborhoods, like theirs. The names were collected from all over Juneau. Ellefson is a longtime North Douglas resident of 23 years, and she says she's not ideologically opposed to someone growing commercial marijuana, but the combination with residential areas doesn't mix.
I don't think that it's conducive to healthy communities to have a commercial marijuana cultivation in a residential area where we all pass by on our bikes.
A member of the State Marijuana Control Board thought Juneau may be the only municipality in Alaska allowing commercial marijuana grows in neighborhoods. But in February, the Skagway Assembly also adopted an ordinance allowing it in low-density neighborhoods. For Ellefson, the decision flies in the face of Juneau City Code to provide a healthy, safe, and pleasant environment for residents. The petitioners are concerned about the bright grow lights, the smell, and a possible uptick in crime.
Personal use, though that's people's choices, industrial and commercial, belongs in industrial areas.
It's unknown how many 500-square-foot grow houses could eventually crop up in North Douglas. And Ellefson says she's worried about the zoning tearing the community apart.
Interesting story. We're putting in a shop after 23 years of trying to stay out of the rain. And a neighbor came over and wondered if it was going to be a commercial cultivation site. And I don't know, it's just that sort of suspicion, what are you doing, having to be aware of what's going on in your neighborhood, that shifts, it shifts the energy and it shifts the connectivity.
June Hall and Paul Dizdier haven't broken ground yet. They're waiting to see if their permit gets approved. Recently, an online counterpetition supporting commercial marijuana business on North Douglas received 118 endorsements. And they say a lot of neighbors have approached them to show solidarity. They've even received cards.
We've been really encouraged. We couldn't have kept going, honestly.
Without our friends. You know, they're helping us out. We know a lot of people in this town. We were honest people, honest business people.
They say their facility will be self-contained. Smells won't emanate next door. There are no noisy generators. You won't even be able to see the lights. Quiet retirees may not be what you imagine when you think of pot entrepreneurs.
But, you know, I think we're typical, my husband and I. And I think the people out here on North Douglas are like us. They're not scary, lurking individuals.
They hope when the novelty wears off, the neighbors won't worry as much about what's going on in other people's yards. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.